Okay, now let's get started with Martine again.
Okay. Hey, Bob. I was just asking about as far as position player side for the opener of Cactus League. Are there any regulars, or how many regulars do you expect to see out there?
Do I expect to see? I expect to see Mark Canna. I expect to see Ramon Laureano. I expect to see Elvis Andrus. And I expect to see Mitch Moreland.
All right, Matt.
And let's hope I'm right.
All right, thanks.
Bob, you had said before that you might potentially have some more pitching information for those games. Do you have that?
No, I'll give you the starters tomorrow morning, I promise. I'll give you 4 days worth in the morning.
And then with Andrus, obviously this is a guy who's played a lot of games. So what's the plan for him game-wise this spring?
You know what? I just wanted to get him started, you know, with his new team. He'll probably play games 1 and 3, and then we'll see where we go from there.
Manolo?
Yeah, Bob, last year, well, you had Vimael Machin for the first time. You had a lot of great things to say about him. Well, he didn't have a chance to play too much when he had all your regulars healthy. But once Semien went down, he had a chance to play some shortstop for a few days. He had some very good plays and some timely hitting. Do you think that Vimael this year, the look he had last year, he's going to be able to probably get in more playing time this year? Or you think you will need some more seats in the minors?
You know what? It just depends. We're comfortable with him. You know, a lot depends on Jed. There are a lot of things that you know, would affect, you know, him being on our team. He's going to start at third base in the first game. But we were comfortable with him last year. Obviously, you know, you look at some numbers, he didn't get a lot of consistent playing time, but did a lot of things that, you know, that we expected him to do, the type of player. You know, we were fortunate to be able to keep him all year. For, you know, Rule 5 guys can be tough to keep for teams that are contending and end up winning their division. But we'll see where it goes. Like I said, we're comfortable with him either way.
Yeah, well, you just mentioned he's going to start at the third base. He could play several positions, you know, second, short. He also played in Puerto Rico. He played a lot of first base, and he started for Puerto Rico in the Caribbean Series at first base. Do you see Vimael in time, not necessarily this year, but in time, being some sort of a shot pinder, but with less power?
Yeah, I mean, he profiles at all those positions, and he handles every position well. We were a little worried about first base last spring, and, you know, first time we threw him out there, he handled it like a veteran. So, you know, you hit it to him, he's going to catch it. He's got really good hands, whether it's defensively, you know, obviously the way he handles the bat, puts it in play, doesn't strike out much, has a good eye. There are a lot of things that he does that our organization values. So, no, we, you know, obviously to stay with us as long as he did means, you know, we really like him and we're glad we have him in the organization still.
Matt?
I don't know that we've asked you about Steve Piscotty at all this spring. How has he looked so far?
Really good. You know, he's come in fully healthy. Last couple of years, he struggled with some injuries, you know, which affect your performance. You know, he's a tough guy. He wants to be out there whether he's, you know, he's hurt or not. He's done a lot of stuff this offseason physically to put himself in, you know, in great position. He looks like he's in great shape. He looks strong. So, you know, Steven's a pretty driven guy, and he's looking forward to putting together the type of years that you've seen in the past and get past these injuries.
Okay. Thank you, Bob.
Okay.